The Old Forge. For a long time, up until the 1960s, the forge was to a certain extent the heart of the village. Because of the stifling heat inside, the workshop door to the road was always open. Obviously, that increased the curiosity of passers-by. Children, in particular, are always fascinated by the glowing iron, ready to be transformed into the shape the blacksmith, dressed in his leather apron, has decided to give it. Everybody, in Falaillan, had need of his services, whether to shoe a horse or to repair a plough. The blacksmith also worked closely with the wheelwright, who built his carts in the brick building behind you. Look in front of you now, at the doorstep at your feet. The circular stone that you see is nothing other than a hooping stone. Do you know what it was used for? Francis Ego, a local resident, can explain. You put the rim on the stone, you put the hub into the hole in the middle of the stone, and then you took the hooping out of the oven. It had heated on the coals and was boiling hot. You took it to the wooden rim, and then several men would beat it down together so that it was smooth all the way round. Water was thrown on it quickly, otherwise the wood would catch fire. And then as it cooled, you know how cooled steel shrinks. It was jammed on, and then the hoop couldn't be taken off again. So, the work was extremely physical, and yet hooping a wheel that was maybe up to 2 meters in diameter was nothing compared to transporting and installing the famous hooping stone. That expedition required the cooperation of several men in the village, as Francis Ego recalls. They set off from Falaillan for the quarry at Soule, 17 kilometers away. But the cart wasn't adapted to carry a stone weighing 5.5 tons and a meter thick in the middle. It fell off twice. I can't tell you how they got it back on. I don't know, I wasn't there. Another essential tool for the blacksmith is what's known as a stabilizer. This is a contraption of wooden beams on which horses are settled to block their hooves so they can be shoed. In the past, the stabilizer was often put to other uses, such as when a cow hurt a hoof. The animal would be put in the contraption to keep it still so the wound could be disinfected or a splinter or other objects removed. In other words, the forge was also a bit like a vet's. It's all part of being at the heart of the village. Okay, let's now head to the panorama, our last stop. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.